So whatsoever you desire. So when you pray, believe that you shall receive and then you shall have. That is faith. By faith, you receive with your spirit. I said, whatever you have not received in your spirit, you cannot have it with your in your hands. Listen, even God, he operates by faith. The Bible calls it the faith of God. Even God, he operates by faith.
You don't know God operates by faith.
It is his nature. It's a law in him. It's a law in him. It's a law in him. Genesis chapter 1. Let me read from verse 10. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. Did you read it? And God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. The moment God spoke that the earth should bring forth plants and plants yielding fruits, plants yielding seed, the Bible says, and it was so. Mavegedos. You will not think that it is faith, that God was operating in faith. This is what the Bible says. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible, impossible to please God. Because even God, he operates by faith. He says in Hebrews 11, so by faith we know that the aeons were made by the word of God. How does faith come? The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, faith is produced by the word of God. You see, by the hearing of God's word, faith is produced. Faith is at work. Faith is produced. Faith is at work as you hear God's word. Which means that the word of God is a package of faith. It means God's word carries faith and is the conveyor of faith. I show you here. Listen, God came to Sarah and said to Sarah, you give birth to a child. Clearly, by scientific fact, Sarah doesn't have the capacity to produce a child. How? You don't know how God produced strength. You see, God produced strength in Sarah, not by carrying another spirit to put in her, by supplying faith. By supplying faith. And the moment faith came, there was the stirring, the infusion. Faith comes to trigger energies within us. The energy to do, the ability to do what God wants you to do is produced by faith. That's why he says, without faith, you can't please God. You can't achieve anything with God. You can't achieve any dream with God. You can't accomplish anything. All your dreams will be dreams. They will remain in your head. They will not happen. Faith is able to translate what is in the dimension of unseen onto the seen. Faith is that thing that carries that thing from the dimension of unseen to the seen. It pulls it out, makes it real, causes others to touch, experience, and enjoy what is within you. Until you act in faith, you will not see manifestation. Faith does not depend on men. Faith functions by the word. When you're operating in faith, it's not dependent on what a man will do. It's dependent on what God's word has said. So it means, whether there are people to agree or not, as long as you stand by the word, that word will produce energy. And that energy will connect and okobasata, align all resources needed to achieve the result. Can you shout this? I function in faith. He came to Abraham. He said, now you are no longer Abraham. You are now father of many nations. This is God operating in faith. God wanted, listen. All that God wanted was that he needed a man to achieve his dream. He called Abraham because he saw the heart of Abraham. But now, Abraham's walk, God's walk with Abraham must be by faith. So even he, God, started in faith. Now, most of the time, what you don't know is that when God is speaking to you, God is acting faith because he's faith. That's the nature of God. There are different natures of God. Faith is also the nature of God. Like righteousness is the nature of God's work. Every work of God is righteousness. Whatever God works, every work of God. You see? So, God's righteousness, God's nature is all inclusive. Maybe later you have to take time to look at the partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature is not one. The nature of God is all inclusive. Like you talk about light. You know, light is the nature of God. Holiness is the nature of God. But each of it reveals a specific aspect of his nature. Like the being of God, the personhood of God, the expression of God. All of them have nature. Like light is the nature of God's expression. So when God is expressing himself, the nature of that expression is light. The substance of that expression is light. The substance of God's personhood is what? Spirit. God's demonstrative ability has a nature, and that nature is faith. Faith is how God demonstrates. He demonstrates his power. He demonstrates his ability by faith. So when it comes to the creation of the world, the Bible did not say that, for we know by love, we know that God created the world by the word of God. He says by faith. Because here, he's speaking concerning the demonstrative ability of God. And to have results, it is by divine demonstration. And divine demonstration works by faith. Thank God, when you become born again, faith is produced in you. So all of us, we have a measure of faith. You don't need Apostle Benny to come and produce faith in you. No. All I'm doing now is just re-energizing the faith of God within your spirit. Because at new birth, you had faith. The day you receive Jesus, faith was produced in you. The last time I told you, it's called objective faith. The subjective faith is what you do with the faith that is produced in you. So he said, the just shall live by his faith. By his faith. The just shall live by his faith. What is live? Living is the expression of a life. So the just expresses his life by faith. You express your life by faith. Gideon had never gone to war. Gideon was from the little family, the smallest family. But listen to me, brethren. God came to Gideon and he spoke to him. He said, mighty man of valor. Mighty man of valor. The guy looked at himself. He said, there's nothing mighty man here. God says, you're a mighty man. It means God was acting faith. So even in creation, you look at Genesis 1 from verse 11 or verse 10, as we are looking at. He said, and it was so. Look at verse 12. He says, the earth brought forth vegetation. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed. He said, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God saw it. Faith, in faith, you must see. In faith, you must see. He asked Jeremiah, he said, what do you see? He said, I see an almond tree. God said, okay, then I will hasten my word to perform. Listen, he has seen it. Now God is saying he will perform. Think about it. But the guy said he has seen it already. So if he has seen it already, why is there a need of performance? He turned to the baron. He said, baron, don't cry. He said, sing. Then he said, enlarge thy tents. Lengthen thy cords. Strengthen thy stakes. He said, for your children are going to be more. But she was barren. So when you're working with God, you must be in the dimension of faith. It's a dimension. It's a fourth dimension. It's a dimension beyond the 3D. The generation Z has not entered there. No matter what technology will do, technology has not yet entered that dimension. The best technology has is 3D. They can't enter. It is in the spirit. I'm producing things for my spirit. Megovazatakaba. Producing things for my spirit. I'm producing that next company. Barandus. Baradisontakaba. Baligon Vetosa. I produce souls for my spirit. Bendigonzon tapapa. I'm a producer. Belengeto zatamata. Zatamata. Ah! Kemato sete. Kemaledosa. Kemadegebosa. I give focus to my faith. I give focus to my spirit. I give focus to my sight. I give focus to my sight. Makalonde, Valatos, Malendo Sata, Kabarantos, Balodo Gobosa. God saw that it was good. I'm a man of faith. He said, for God, he calls things that be not as though they were. Even God, much more you. Even God. Who made all things? He caused things that be not as though they were. So what are you doing? What are you waiting for? Don't keep quiet. Call the things that be not. Call them into being. Call them into being. Call them into being. Call them into being. It's not a season to keep quiet. It's not a season to be quiet. You call it into being and you act accordingly. You behave as such. Makabasotaha. Lego batekebaha. Rabagasonde. Lebashandaha. You pray in your room. You pray in your room. Then realize that, okay, the Lord, you pick that signal. The Lord says, start an office. Go and get an office for your business. Don't be seated in your room waiting for somebody to give you money. No, that's not how faith works. You step out there to meet the landlord. You tell him, okay, what's the price of this shop? You see? Or you start, you list the things you need. Not the items you need, though. You list, what am I going to do in that office? You write the things down. Because so that your faith can have focus. Your faith can have burden. That you know, I'm going to do this and that and that and that in that office. This office is for this operation. These are the reasons I need the office. Then you roll it out in prayer again. Then now, you look for suitable places. Where does God want you to have? Then you go and meet the landlord. Schedule, tell him I'm coming for it. You see? So when you go, you just tell him, I've made some investments. I'm going to take money for my investment. You know where you made your investment. You know where you've made your investment. You know where you've made your investment. You have a storehouse which cannot be touched, which cannot be seen. You have a treasury. Kematosa. At YMS 2017, I remember as I was ministering, at the point I paused and I shouted, I don't lead poor people. If you listen to that message, I was ministering and I shouted, I don't lead poor people. You know, it is this season of fast I saw with my eyes that I don't lead poor. Because I've seen deposits. That's why I'm talking to you like this. So Monday, on my way to Kumasi, as I was going, they were telling me, when you go, don't talk to them as students. Don't talk to them as young people. Don't talk to them. It was just, don't talk to them like this. Talk to them like this. Talk to them like that. Remember 2017. Remember what you saw last weekend. Just remember, when you go, don't talk to them like that. Don't talk to them as students. Shout, I have. Make sure your spirit will grab this word. Say, I have. You know, when you read Genesis 2 from verse 1, you are going to see how plants germinated. Shout it again. I have. Say what I say. What I declare. I see. And it is so. Say what I say. I see. It is so. Kabaraba. Say what I say. What I declare. I see. And it is so. And it is good. You see, they say, then the Lord saw that it was good. But yet, look at Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished. Do you see? The Bible says they were finished. It says, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done. God finished his work that he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Because on it, God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. Verse 4. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no bush of the field was yet in the land. In the day that God made the heavens and the earth. And he said, when no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up. Huh? Go back to chapter 1. Read verse 11. Listen, before you continue, listen. This is not awareness matter. This season, it's not awareness. It's not what you know. It's what you have possessed. Own the word. Let it bear fruit in your life. It's not about filling your head with revelation and then. Now, read again. Verse 11. And it was so. What do you mean? It's okay. Now, you know that it was so. When you continue, he said, and God saw that it was good. So, it is agbena matter. But yet, when it comes to chapter 2, verse 5, so when no bush of the field was yet in the land, was it not so already? Was it not done already in chapter 1? When no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung. No small plant had yet sprung up. Yet in chapter 1, he says it was done. Yet he says in chapter 2, it has not been done yet. See what he says. He said, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground, and a mist was going up from the land and was watering the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils and the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man who he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. But we knew that it was done in chapter 1. How come now it was being done? The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden. And there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is the Pishon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Dileum and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat every tree of the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Now you see, the number one, he says, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received, and you shall what? Have. That was what happened in Genesis. When God spoke his word, it happened. In the same light, when God told Abraham, "You are father of many nations," yet he was not having a child, but he was a father. There has to be the season of impregnation and a season of birth. Listen, in the realms of the spirit, there is no process.
Did you hear what I said?
In the realms of the spirit, there is no process. It is done when faith is at work. In the spirit, faith is not a process. It is. Then you move to the next phase where what has already happened, because it has happened, you take steps to make it happen, to make others see. You take steps to make others see. But you see, the steps you take are steps from "it is finished," steps from "it is done," steps from "I have received it." Not steps that say "I shall." Not steps that says "I will." Not steps that say "maybe." No! No. Faith is now. So what have you conceived in your spirit? You have it. It has happened. What do? You think like it. You talk like it. You act like it. Glory to God. So when faith is talking, men cannot see. But you have seen. "I have the money. I have the money to do it. I have the resources to do it. I don't lack the resources. I have it. 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 I am not limited. I am not limited. I am not limited." And so when you come out, your steps are in agreement with that language. You don't say, "Mini obi obe buame." No! "I have helpers. I have helpers. Brako sete bradaba. Hearts are open for me. Thank you, Jesus. Brego sonte kebakatus. Hearts are open for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hit my target." So you see, when you produce, you communicate by faith. You speak faith. You declare that word of God. By faith, you have declared. You have declared. You know, there are times, some of you are like, "Tell, do you have money?" You say, "I'm blessed. I have a lot of money." They go, "Are you speaking by faith or it is not happening?" No. What are you saying? You know, where you go like, "But last time you said you had money. How come you didn't bring the money?" He said, "Oh, I was just speaking by faith too." It's an insult to faith. When you speak by faith, you must have it. That's why I said, you see, when you say it, don't go and sleep. You must see it. See it. See that it has come. See that it has come. Don't take your eyes off. There are times that it will be going through a process and an outward experience. But don't change your language. Keep seeing. Don't say, "I was just speaking by faith." Oh, you've already nullified it. It means that you don't believe that faith works. That is why you cannot function in faith. Because you yourself, you have not come to know that that is how you live. You live by faith. You think you live by other means. Faith is another option. No. Faith is not another option. It's the only way. It's not another option. Makaparaba. Thank you, Jesus, for the money. Oh! Thank you, Jesus. Glory! Oh, glory. You see, this is how faith works. You declare it. You go to your closet. You keep seeing it in your closet. You keep declaring. Elijah, a man like passion, all right? Now, he declared there shall be no rain. And the Bible says, and there was no rain. Listen, the Bible, we look at the book of Kings. He did not tell how the guy produced the miracle. I've told the miracles are produced by faith. You see, and faith, as a faith produces energy. The energy faith produces causes you to do certain things. You see, the energy it produces, it makes you take certain steps. It makes you take certain decisions. When faith is activated, you hear clearer. You will hear God clearly. When faith is in motion, you see, faith says, "This is what I'm doing for God. This is what I'm doing with God. The Lord is with me. I'm able to do it. I can do it." See, then now, you are not afraid to dream. You realize you have this energy to take certain steps. You are not afraid. You know the next step to take. There is a step to take every time. Like Joshua. Joshua knew God has spoken. God has spoken. He has given his enemies into his hands. He knew. He knew that God has spoken. So he was not afraid when he was going for the war. He went to that war with that confidence that God is with him. God has spoken. He couldn't think of defeat. You see? He couldn't. See, when faith's at work, you are not careful. You are daring. You are daring. You are daring. That's when you walk through fire without looking back. He knew. So at that place, when there was war, when he was fighting, the guy knew what to do. He just knew what to do. When the enemies, were running, listen, the guy said, I'm having victory. I'm not settling for less. Do you get it? Because faith focuses on results. The focus of faith is the result. Faith says, I'm getting it at all costs. So, do you know what Joshua did? When the enemies were running, he stopped earth from moving. We know that the sun does not move by signs. We know that what moves is the earth. The guy stopped activity on earth. When he stopped it, the only thing that could move is the army of Joshua. You know the earth is laid for 24 hours. Joshua was part. You will see another one too in Isaiah. Who is Joshua? He doesn't have 2 heads. He doesn't have 3 heads. He had faith. He didn't have 4 hands, 6 legs. He only had faith. Listen, who wins war this way? That you go to war, and all that the leader will do is, that at war, all the leader must do is to lift his hands. And the Bible says, as long as Moses lifted his hands, they had victory. When he dropped his hands, they fail. So, these guys must go and shoulder his hands. No, who wins war like that? Who goes to war with choristers? Huh? You are going to war, and you are going to war, with choristers, having trumpet, bow, bow, and Master, who goes to war like that? In faith, we use the little things to achieve big things. We use what men would despise to achieve greater things. The things that others look down on. Faith uses the strategy of God. Atopele always means wonderful counselor. Wonderful counselor. It means extraordinary strategist. That's our God. He is our Pele Yoes. That's Jesus. He is our Pele Yoes. And don't think that you are too young for that, brother. I've been telling you this thing. Listen. Let me tell you. Do you know that Jesus was not 40 years old? If you've forgotten, let me remind you. Jesus was 30 years old. And to today, old men in hundreds, 120, 70s, still look up to him. He was 30. Just think about it. 30 years old. He had wisdom that has never existed. He was 30 years. Okay, dude. Man can say, oh, we do 30. No. He's giving you the ability to do more now. You know what he said? He said, the works that I do, you do. He said, greater works than this shall ye do. The works that I do, ye do. I have what it takes to achieve more. Makebato sata kenoshe madikata. I have the faith. Oh no son no kopaya. All that you would think of God doing, listen, he did it by faith. Anywhere you see that God is faithful, what it means is that God is faith. He's full of faith. The faithfulness of God is not an adjective. Full of faith. That's God. That's God. Listen, even God, he has subjected. See, because, do you know why? Because he has exalted his word above all things. Which means that he has exalted his word above his works. So, his works must be in agreement with his word. That is why he functions in faith. Because it is the word that produces faith. Even God. Don't be scared of that target. You have the faith that can do. I was saying that, listen, the greatest thing the enemy is scared of is your next accomplishment. So he must stop you from doing something in your now. He must, and see, he cannot use any demon to stop you. He only uses you to stop you. That's why I say your greatest limitation is yourself. Keep your eye on the goal. What do you want to achieve through faith? Set your eye on it. Don't take your eyes off it. You keep looking. What are you talking about? Results are changed by faith. Result comes. And the fellow sees the result. He said, that is not my result. He has seen his name, seen his index number, seen the result. He said, that is not my result. He's not going to anywhere to go and check, do result checking, remarking. No. He's going to recreation. We don't go for remark. We go for recreation. He looked, said, this is not my result. He went back to recreate. To recreate his result in prayer. Came back and checked. The result is corrected. He said, better. That's what I want to see. Cannot take over her. See, there shall be no rain. But the Bible says, and there was no rain. That was all. There shall be no rain. It says, there was no rain. He went to prayer. I say, in prayer, we create. Do you hear me? Yes, sir. We create. The Bible says, we are imitators of God. God is a creator. How does he create? By faith, we know that the aeons were made by the word of God. By faith, we create. By the source of faith, which is the word. Kenon kopata. Sara. He said the dead received their dead back to life through faith. Dead men were received back alive through faith. Is it a result that was marked by men? That place you went to that they told you, you cannot be accepted. You go back to prayer. Cook it. Get the victory. No. Know that it has happened. Go back. Their hearts are open already for you. Won't it titi nyankopong yasa fuye hoa oh. Oyo nyami odi mafo, eh, oyo nyami oka mafo, oh, oyo nyami oka nche, fopa, abodi nina, riina. Come on, shout this, I'm achieving more through faith. I cannot be limited. Be limited. I cannot be stopped. I refuse to fear. I have set my mind on the works of God. My mind is on the goal, and my mind is on the goal. Glory to God. Listen, it doesn't matter your family issues, it doesn't matter your family situations. Master, that faith is in your spirit. You can do it, you can achieve it. Oh, glory to God. You know what? Don't be looking too much, waiting for God to do something spectacular. No, God is also waiting for you. He's waiting for you. What do you need from God? Listen, all you need from God is the word for the now. The word for the now. The word of God concerning that situation. That is all you need. That's all you need. What you need. It's what God has said. You see? So when God says it, you take that word. You make it your consciousness. You make it your mentality. You set your mind on it. He says, if you obey and serve me, I will make your days prosperous and your years in what? In pleasure. Read one in 1 Chronicles. He said, and he set his heart and his mind to the service of the Lord in his house. And the law and the commandments of God. And he said, and the Lord prospered him. So, listen, look at your life. Are you serving God? Yes, I'm serving God. I'm giving. Beloved of God, you have satisfied all righteousness. That miracle must happen. You see, the issue is, when you look at the scripture we read from 1 Kings, when they were going to fight the Moabites, when Joash and Jehoshaphat, the kings of Israel, the king of Judah, we're going to fight against the Moabites. You see? Now, as they were going to fight the Moabites, it was Joash's war who felt that the king of Moab had disrespected him. So he went to Jehoshaphat and told him to join him. And he joined him. All right, as they were, they got to a point, they got angry, their food were finished and all that. And Jehoshaphat said, is there a prophet here? Is there a prophet? It means all that Jehoshaphat was looking for was a word from God. You see? So what you need is what has God said. Learn to have that time with God. Learn to take that word. Feast on it. Fix your eyes on it. And they come here and quote a word. That word is only grant you what? Understanding. I said it is not yet yours. You only possess it through meditation. In your closet. You fix your eyes on it. Then you cut the vision of it for yourself. Now, when they got to Elijah, Elijah said, if you had come alone, I wouldn't have mind you. But because you had come with Jehoshaphat, I will pay attention to you. He said, bring the musician. The musician came. They played the music. And he said, the spirit of the Lord came upon the prophets. And he prophesied. And he said, they should dig trenches. They should dig. And he said, there shall be no rain from heaven. But, he said what? You shall not see rain. He said, but the valley shall be full. Then you know what he said? Then the following day, when they woke up, they said, the waters came and filled that which they dug. The first prophecy was fulfilled. Then he said, when he gave that prophecy, he said, this is the least thing the Lord shall do. He said, for the Lord shall hand over the king of Moab and his cities. He shall hand it over to you. And so with stones, you shall fill their cities. Now, listen, the word of God has come. They woke up the next morning, they saw that that prophecy, the first part has been fulfilled, which means that no matter what, the second part will be fulfilled. Now, they set off, they were energized, and were going. Let me tell you, that's why I said we started praying for strength. God will first strengthen you, because they cannot win war in their weakness. They must win war in their strength. Though the word of God has come, it must produce strength in them. Now, watch what happened. These guys have received the word, and they set off. Now, the Bible says, for then the people of Moab saw that the waters have become red. They said, oh, for the kings of Israel has fought against each other and have killed themselves. So then, let us go down to their camp and take spoil. When they invaded, they were ambushed by the people of Israel. And some ran back and they pursued and killed them. And as they were pursuing, they were filling their farms with stones, as the prophet has said. Then the king of Moab saw that he was losing the battle. So he took his mighty men and was trying to break through the ranks, break through the lines in the war, so that he will hide to the king of Syria. He will go to the king of Syria to hide. But as he was trying, he couldn't. He went back to consult his gods. But you know, the word of God has come for the people of Israel to have victory. When the king went back into his city, he took his firstborn child, took off his head. Because there has to be a sacrifice. And by the knowledge of his gods, he knew. Now, the moment he offered his son's head, the Bible says that, and the people of Israel were filled with fear. Without war. Without continuous fight. Nobody was killed by the Moabites. They only killed the king's firstborn child. And Israel ran away. These are people that were not moved by the word. But before that, when they got stuck on the field and they were hungry, Joash said to King Jehoshaphat, for God has led us to this place. The Lord has brought us here to hand us over to the king of Moab. So already, by his mouth, he gave victory to the Moabites. He didn't know that his speaking was a creative work. So by the time the king of Moab had slaughtered the head of his child, they were already afraid and they began to run. They could not hold on to that word. If it was David, what do you think he would have done? You have offered sacrifice. I will offer more sacrifice than you have offered. And I'll come and kill you. Yes. David would have said, you've offered sacrifice. Oh. He said, let's go and erect an altar. David would have erected an altar to burn more sacrifice than he has burnt. And would have entered the city and killed him. And it wouldn't have even been at that time. Because when you read the scripture, from the time they received the word, they could not offer any sacrifice. They did not offer any sacrifice unto God. But if it were to be David, he would have offered sacrifice before going. And guess what happened? This same Jehoshaphat, when he went to war on his own, the prophetic word came. And he said, believe in his prophets and you shall what? Prosper. He said, believe in God and it shall be established. He said, therefore, we go to this war. We will not fight, but we will win. He went to war with trumpets. He won a war against 5 kings, Jehoshaphat alone. So, I'm telling you, God has spoken a word to you. There is a word in your spirit. Watch your association. Watch the people you commune with. Jehoshaphat lost a war because he associated himself with the king of Israel, Joash. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. And he associated himself with the king of Joash. Joash had gone wayward. His fathers had sacrificed to idols. So their inward path was already broken. Could not concentrate. Even when the prophet had spoken, they could not see to it that the word would come to pass. What do you do? When God's word comes to you, watch the word. Guard it unto manifestation. Don't settle for less. Oyonya miodi mafo. Oyonya miaka. So Why did I tell you the story of the king of Moab and the Israelites and Judah? So that you will know that as God's word has come to you, God will not jump from heaven to come and see that the word comes to pass. He has to work through you to bring that word to pass. What are you declaring in your closet? How are you focused on that word? Or you get distracted and you look into other things? That's why you must stay away from certain habits so that your spirit can be focused.
Oh, no quarry for Ejo Nyamie. Yay!
Oh, you're no quarry for Ejo Nyamie. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Yeah, you are yo. Yeah, you are. Yeah, Foda.
Who you know? Quarry for Echo Nami.
About for Pim Pim Kutuno. Osonia say sorry. Whoa.
On Nami Benotti.
So. Unyame ben oti. Abofo pim pim kutuno. Waso ni asase. Sorry no.
Unyame ben oti.
Sorry. Oya ma banke sene mejifo. Mechem me gwankobia. Mira Medawasi. Aye, aye, aye. Utini wuso. Yeah. Won't jamme na mimboni pia. Oye, meche.
Mihaide mi katabo.
Katosa, or don't bury my Yesu.
Dinuso,
or sa bury my
Yehovah. Oh,
to me so.
Oh, to me so.
Yerika. Unyuma ninara Efrisa Unyuma Yekesio Osa Belema Ayo Hoa Oh
to me so.
Oh, and be thanking him. Be waving your hands to Jesus with thanksgiving. It is time for the next level. It's a new dawn. You're achieving more by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Kemakada Baza. Uyo Nyamia. Utiasi.
Utiasi.
Waindi. Yeda.
Indi.
Oh. Uyo Nyamia. What ya see?
Bonsa akada.
Uyonya mia. What ya see?
Bonsa akada.
Father, we thank you. As we have stirred our hearts up in faith this night, we are going to achieve more by your power. We are going to work on and on that faith you've produced in us. Our hands have touched our results. That great testimonies, our hands have touched. We have received. We have it. Thank you, dear Lord. This is a season of power. Anyone that has forgotten himself of what God can do through, thank you that today you have stirred up their hearts and directed their minds, corrected their thoughts, that it is possible. Thank you for the new release of energy for greater works. Thank you. We give a praise. Glory to God.